I keep track of my achievements. Yeah, do you have to break it or can you like grab it, like disarm it? Let's go. Whoa. Well, I was a little tardy this evening, as you all know. We have my dad over for dinner tonight, and I had the timing, all planned out. I was like, we're gonna have dinner ready, we're gonna eat, we'll in time for Dungeons and Dragons. But what I couldn't foretell was that my dad decided to bring ice cream. And so you have to have the ice cream, if the guest brings the ice cream. So, then we had a dessert, yeah. No, he got 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. One was chocolate fudge brownie, which is excellent. And the other one was chocolate chip cookie dough, which is also excellent. Yeah, I was definitely in a I still like it. I have more chocolate ice cream nowadays, but yeah. Liz is a big fan of Breyers brand chocolate ice cream, so we always have that stocked. That's so interesting. It's good to have items like that. What? And do what to them? Be friends? The Oreskians are definitely there. I mean, the Oreskians are. I don't think it's just going to be the vampires there. It is related to Nox's blood, yeah. It's like Beast Plague, but for Nox. Kind of. What makes you a mythic character? So as long as you have any mythic feat. But there's some low level ones, aren't there low level ones? Let's go. Oh, that's what I was planning on looking through. What is the conceptual idea behind the exemplar? Yeah. Huh. Thank you. In what way? Nothing. I have a question, but Mike isn't letting me ask it. So, when you say that they're incompatible, does that mean, like, at a certain level, can I not pick to take one or the other? Or is it like at the beginning you have to pick? Hmm. No, he masters the one. He casts all kind of spells. He stupefies that one time. He cast that cutty slicey spell in Half Blood Prince. Yeah. Well, it was very like mentally scarring for him and physically scarring for the recipient. Because he's flawed, Josh, because he's got flaws. There's some Lumos. Oh, he casts Lumos. Lumos. Accio Firebolt. Unless he does it some other time. Oh, you did? That's fine. You read all of the Harry Potter books. But Order of the Phoenix is like 800 pages. So you guys familiar with summer reading, like from elementary school or whatever? There was, I think it was going into fifth grade, maybe going into sixth grade. There was like one required book, and then one, like, there was like a large list you could choose from. And the Harry Potter books were on it. And I had like just started Order of the Phoenix. So I was like, oh, well, I'm reading this anyway. I might as well use this as my summer reading book. And so I got to page like 600, out of 830 or something. And then I go, all right, I should look at what like the assignment is going to be for this. The assignment was to make a book log every 25 pages. The expectation being that most kids were reading 150, maybe 200, and I was already 600 pages in. So I had to go back and like skim through every 25 pages and make a log, and I had stapled like three pieces of loose leaf to the one piece of yellow paper that they had given. It was brutal. Yeah. Sure. Give it to this guy. I like his gutso. Gusto, excuse honestly, I can see that making it harder for us to get an audience than easier. he's going to Beast. Josh, I can be pleased. That's just not the way. I'd like to use my hero point to end the doom condition on myself. Alright, I'd like to use my mythic point to do it. I look very nervous. Ooh. I like the sound that makes. Yes. Where do you stand with these folks? You're from there? On what terms did you leave? So they want to murder you. Do we have to enter the keep to get to the mines? Now I have a question. Mines exist under the ground. We are currently under the ground. Could we attempt to head in that, find tunnels to snake our way over there? I mean, I know we don't know. Right. Locate objects. Well, there's going to be a lot of people there, I'm fairly certain. So I don't think we're just walking up. One does not simply walk up to Knox, you know? Frankly, I'm not sure what will be accomplishing by going to Knox. I agree that there is value, but I just am worried about the dangers. But we'd have to, like, secure Knox. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we're not without allies. Well, now, no. Can I could, there might be a little bridge here. If we had a map of the area, you know, we could probably find a good secret way to get to Nox. I wonder if we could find some underground sparrow activity in the area of the prison outpost. You know, they would probably have a lay of the land. I don't know. Josh, are we aware of any sparrow activity that happens in this area of Oresk? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if we could at least find them, they, you know, maybe even they could connect us with. I wonder if there are Nox, you know, researchers or scholars who are less devout or less, yeah, I guess devout to the first house, and the sparrows might know about people like that.
There'd be some politics. Well, we need to emerge once we get past the mountains. Then. I think we've got kind of like codes and like drop boxes. I assume there's like symbols that maybe that mark locations. Yeah, unless we can stumble upon a safe house of theirs that exists on this peninsula. But I'm not personally aware of where that would be located. Yeah. I think I don't. Most of my backstory is related to Sarengrad, so. Heck yeah. I got a 36. What if I have a fire resist rune on the armor? Sorry. Sorry to ruin your narrative, but. It's still distract. I'm very sweaty. Yeah. It looks totally clear ahead. Let's proceed. Now, this you said is vaguely reminiscent of the Hadal tap. Was there a there was like a terminal like computer there, right? Oh, sugar, got a 49. Would I have any idea that that is a, like, means of surveillance? Like, probably not. I think both. I'm actually an expert in occultism, believe it or not. Believe it or not. What's my modifier? I got a 32. But the concept of being watched. Feels like the right thing to do. Okay, so we're gonna have to walk in there. How do we want to do it differently than we just did it? Yeah, I don't know what I'll feel, but it would probably give some kind of information. But I'd have to get within 10 feet, which at that point we're talking to them. Are you just looking to go in and just wreck them, like, surprise?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Well, we don't even know if they're aggressive. Well, what if they don't even really like react? What if they just kind of do their thing? I am concerned about the spyglass. Probably we're gonna have to fight them, but I yeah, that's true. Do I get within 10 feet of any of them? Yeah, what do I get any feeling? Oh, there might I might be able to distinguish between undead. Let me look. Oh, I can't distinguish. All right. They give off life. What is wrong with our predecessors and the need to have math puzzles in all of their buildings? You know how senility can be. You could just end up in a precyclic ruin. Yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to be yet. Let me check my society modifier. It's 19. Towards the gate. Wait, but we. We don't want. He's. And he'll know if you start messing with other things while he's looking at the old man. Ask him if he teleported here too. Can you go shake hands with the skeleton and maybe also try to learn something about it? Was this room to the left that he's in just a singular room?
Okay.
Oh my God. Where did we enter from? Was it Breckenson or something like that? Here we go. I got a 40. Oh, does anyone have a Minecraft water bucket? Damn, I'm going last with my 31 modifier. I'm not hearing them. Do y'all have this muted? Oh, I just had it low. Oh. Brutal.
Even looking up. Are we doing a grab and go that day?
Whoa. So which one is four? I thought we already looked. Or I thought we at least got four. The baton. It is I, Brecken. Yeah. Oh, so I don't have to go there. Okay. No, just move me one over to here. We're gonna be like, we got you so good, idiot. All right, first thing I'm going to do is hit this sprite one. With warp glass. Let me just check that this is accurate. Please hold. Yeah. Good, good, good. I hit critically. Need to turn. I have greater frost, which I believe ignores resistance. So I'll do 74 points of damage to him. Is he living? Okay, please hold. I need to roll for warp glass. It's a 3. He's dazzled. I don't know what that does, but I'm happy about it. Lit. And then I will strike him again. I think this is going to be a certain strike. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh. I got a 32. He's going to take 14 points of piercing damage. And with my final action, I will raise my shield. Oh man. That dice is crazy. Oh, is it manipulate? Can I hit him? Wow, can't hit him. I got a 35, which is probably not going to be enough. Would Lev have theoretically gotten like a 33? Is that still a failure? That means I got a critical rate. No. Yeah, that tracks. Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, man. Do we think... Wait, Josh, did you explicitly say that 35 was the DC or just that it was a success? I'll use my point to get to 34. Oh, I'm... This is why you always gamble, folks. I might do something. I have to see where. What is this? I have Shield Warden today from my combat flexibility. I can shield block for an adjacent ally. So the shield has hardness 17. So we can reduce it by 17. The shield would take more than 8, right? Because it wouldn't be affected by his resistance. So that would be 16? 16 damage. I'll do that here too. Oh, brutal. Very dumb. Thank you.
Which ones?
Oh.
Right, he's not flanked. Yeah. I think he's got one piercing. I'm here. Well, are you? Oh, you're not close enough yet? That's number five. So we're affecting the lava flow with each of these, yes? So is the picture still accurate in terms of the location of the lava? Fair. I don't know what that means. Very well. First, I'm going to do battle medicine on Levmir. DC 30. Okay. Our heart gave us item bonuses, right? That's how that... Oh, on who you are. Okay. But it's a 3. Okay. I got a critical success. So he gets 57 points of healing. Then I'm going to strike this sprite that's right in front of me. Was it Warp Glass? Ooh. Oh. Well, I hit. Natural 2, but still works. We take those 37 points. I don't know what any of that means. I should erase my shield. Whew. I have one. But I'm going to use it to raise my field. I think two might be the one that you hit round one. You did 90 damage on the second strike? Oh my God. Well, Josh, are you in like in the top left? Are you in the targeting mode, like the target button? Can Lev make an opportunity strike? Oh, good rolls. No damage. Ah. Oh, he got me. Fine. Not to those, but I'll shield block it though. Reduce it by 17. So now it's 6 damage. Is that math? Anyone got that? Yes, 6. Yeah, I guess it would, but I'm just gonna. Oh, did someone touch it? Oh, right. Because I'm in my stance, the hardness is up by 2. I forgot about that. I was looking at something. Okay, I'm sorry. That actually means the shield should have 2 more hit points. This is very important. And it's the second to last one. Now, how the heck are we going to do the last one? It's broken. Does it appear to be like completely detached from the ground, or can we not see? Okay. Josh, before we proceed, I'll say in Saran, hey, were any of the things on that skeleton magical? Oh my God. So wait, negative is void? So theoretically, if you were resistance to void, well, you can hang on to it, but I'm just I see. Very well. Anyway, you can hold on to it anyway. Try it. Such as a moose boar, like a moose boar, for example. Oh, sorry. I don't know if we all have 100 years. Vampires aren't immortal. Death comes for us all. Is the court dangerous? Yeah. Whoa. If we take time, I can do it unlimited. Yeah, let me I guess I'll just do a 10 minutes hit everybody. Yeah. 58. Is anyone not at full? All right, well, I only needed 4, so I can redirect 54 from myself to you. Actually, do you mind returning the favor and taking a quick look at my shield? The shield needs 18 hit points. I don't have a token to give me visibility. This thing in the middle looks like a ballista. Can we absorb its power to become more powerful? Yeah, but we want to be just below the threshold. Just below. Whoopsies. Damien is older than I thought he would be. Why has he been here for so long? Isn't it like you're 750 something? Okay, I thought it was a later year. That's on me. He is so deep in that, I mean, I don't know how the 13th realm is getting to this guy. Well, you asked him if he was Oreskian, and he said he's from north of there. North of, oh, okay. Never mind. Well, Josh, you are smart. I'm picturing a citizen of the Sundom that was writing fantasy novels. And it was such a strong passion to him that it comes through every cycle. Does he, how many hit points does he have compared to his max? Yeah. Major credit to George for the performance this this episode. I still think that my favorite line was, "Where are you? Should I shake your hand?" No, before that, George, oh, should I shake your hand? He's such a polite old man. Which is how he introduced himself, so. Yeah. Oh, I don't think I'm off. It's a Google holiday. All right. Good night.